Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Lee.
Relay for Life. It was in Penguin. Great to have it back. Over two big days at the athletic track there. And well done to you and everyone associated with the Survivors Walk. You raised in excess of $110,000. Wow.
Yeah. And look, teams are still banking. So that number is only going to go up. But a fantastic effort from all of our fundraisers. In the lead-up to and over the weekend, we've had a really fantastic response, despite what everything the community is facing at the moment with illness. Over $110,000 raised for Cancer Council Tasmania just from the Penguin Relay for Life, which is absolutely exceptional.
I think there was over, 600 there?
Over 600, yeah. We had 591 register online all the way up until Wednesday afternoon, and then we had a couple more come in Thursday, Friday, and a few more arrive on the Saturday, which was fantastic. So definitely over 600. We're pushing up to the 650 mark as we pop all of those entries through the system today to pop everyone into the teams that they entered for. So I've got fantastic response from the community. It was great to see everyone out.
Would you say that a lot of people got involved with it later by jumping online to the websites and perhaps registering on the day, just hoping and just checking to see if the event was going to go ahead? Because let's face it, it's been a challenging couple of years, hasn't it?
It has been a challenging couple of years. We were always destined to keep going with Relay. We had a really unique position being outside and having lots of space for the athletics track to spread out and keep everybody safe. We took every possible COVID safety measure we could, but with the uncertainty at the moment whether you're going to be thrown into isolation at any moment, I think a lot of people did, as you mentioned, come on sort of later and just see how they were feeling and make sure that they were well enough to come along before they did jump online and register. But still a fantastic response, despite sort of people jumping on board a little bit later than they normally would, I guess, this year. But still a fantastic turnout.
And you had the Tasmanian Governor, the Honourable Barbara Baker, speak. In fact, Barbara opened the event, didn't she?
She did, yeah. Barbara actually cut the ribbon with one of our wonderful team members, Karen Mee, who did our survivors dedication as well as part of the opening ceremony. So that was really special to have Her Excellency on board, as well as lots of relayers out for the opening and the Survivors and Carers Walk.
Now, you had a few of the survivors' stories, which is fantastic, and it's always good to hear locals in our community. And the thing is, though, Sarah, all the money that you've raised with Cancer Council of Tasmania, it stays exactly that in our community.
Exactly, yeah. Everything we raise for Cancer Council of Tasmania stays right here. It all goes straight back into our communities. So from, getting our transport to treatment cars out on the road and making sure we can still run those health and wellness programs and have our supportive care team around as well for anyone that might need them. And our fantastic WIG library as well was another thing that our relayers really got into this year. We all had our fun and silly WIGs on at around 6 o'clock in the afternoon, raising lots of funds to replenish the WIG library, which is a free service to Tasmanians impacted by cancer who are suffering from hair loss as a result of treatment. So many things that we can do to help people impacted by cancer. Really exciting to be able to keep everything right here and feed the funds right back into the community that have raised the money.
Later in the year, you'll have the Daffodil Day. That's not till August, though, is it?
That's right, yeah. Later in August, we'll have Daffodil Day. We've got Australia's Biggest Morning Tea coming up in May as well. So that's another one. That will be our next big one. And then, of course, the Unite in Yellow Gala is the next big one here on the northwest coast in Devonport in June.
There we go. There's a few things to put on our calendar and fill it up. Celebrate, remember and fight back. Everyone has a cancer story.
They do, yeah. All Tasmanians have a cancer story. And we're here for anyone in Tasmania impacted by cancer. All cancers, all Tasmanians.
Also on the weekend, we had the one in Hobart as well. So we had those two running at the same time.
We did, yeah, pretty much at the same time. Our ceremonies run at the same time with Hobart and Penguin as well. So pretty much concurrent events happening in the northwest and the south. Just fantastic to see so many people out in all regions. And we've had Launceston as well on the 19th, 20th of March. So plenty of Tasmanians getting involved across the state.
Well done to you, Sarah, and all your helpers there at Cancer Council of Tasmania and all the people associated with Relay for Life. And well done to all the workers over 2 days in Penguin at the weekend. And so far, it's checked in at $110,000 that you've banked and still rising. So well done to you, Sarah, and thanks for taking a bit of time out and having a bit of a chat to us this morning on 7B Breakfast.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much to some of your team as well that were on site, and our radio family team, and also fulfilling some of our MC duties, which was fantastic to have some of the team up on the stage. So thank you so much for your support and having us in to chat.